Massachusetts Senator John Kerry today begins a short break from the campaign trail. But before heading to Nantucket for a vacation, Kerry spoke to supporters at a rally in Washington State. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
As Republicans begin to gather in New York City, some Democrats assembled around another Big Apple, an oversized red Delicious decorating a banner outside the Tacoma Dome, declaring Washington State as John Kerry country. Thousands of people turned out for yesterday's rally, which shared space in the dome's parking lot with a weekend RV show. Kerry himself was late to arrive, so public radio's Garrison Keillor passed the time by leading a sing-along of America the Beautiful, all four verses. When Kerry arrived, he stuck with the theme he'd been sounding all week, saying voters have a fundamental choice and promising to be a champion of a struggling middle class.
The American worker is sliding further and further behind, and the only thing George Bush can think about fighting for is the wealthiest people in America to get another tax cut. We don't have a broken budget in Washington. We have a broken value system, and we need to change it.
Rosemarie Landry cheered Kerry's proposals. The 76-year-old Seattle resident has voted for both Republicans and Democrats over the years, but she complains under President Bush her medical bills have climbed to $300 a month.
I just don't like his policies. I don't like this war in Iraq, and my father was a veteran, and my husband was a veteran. And that's why I came to do my little bit, and I'm going to volunteer. First time in my life.
There were lots of Veterans for Kerry signs at the rally, but a new National Annenberg survey finds in recent weeks Kerry has lost some of the ground he had gained with veterans during the Democratic convention. That coincides with the controversy surrounding attack ads launched by some of Kerry's fellow Swiftboat veterans from Vietnam. The Bush campaign has denied any involvement with those ads, though many voters still believe the campaign is behind them. In Tacoma yesterday, retired General Wesley Clark went on the offensive.
Where was George Bush when young men from Arkansas and Texas and Massachusetts were called to serve their country and went to Vietnam? Where was George Bush? He wasn't there.
Kerry himself made no mention of the Swiftboat controversy yesterday. Campaign spokeswoman Allison Dobson says it's time to get back to the issues.
We had new numbers coming out this week from the census that showed that more families are without health care. More families are in poverty. Family income has gone down. Our growth is slowing. John Kerry wants to get back to the issues, and he's been addressing those over the last few days.
In Tacoma, Kerry told the crowd that the U.S. could do better economically, and he vowed once again to fight a more effective war on terror.
Go out and talk to your friends. Don't let them spread fear. Don't let the other side tell you that there's only one way to do this.
With most polls still showing an extremely tight race, Kerry reminded supporters yesterday there were just 66 days till the election. Someone shouted back using Vietnam-era lingo, 65 days and a wake-up. As of today, the wake-up is one day closer. Scott Horsley, NPR News.